Welcome to the Resilience is Everything podcast. Let's crack the resilience code. Let's transform your challenges into opportunities. The truth is, leaders are discovered in times of crisis. And now your host, international keynote speaker and best-selling author, Rene Gadafori.
How do you give negative feedback to somebody without actually hurting his or her feelings? Have you ever had a time when it's either a coworker, a friend, a family member, or somebody that you really care about, sincerely care about? You want to give this person some feedback, but somehow the person is sensitive. Yet there are other people who are arrogant. You know, the type of people who walk around thinking like they know it all. Any time you tell them something, they act as if they already know it. So they don't want any feedback whatsoever. But yet you know you have to tell this person. Maybe you are in human resources. You are the person they actually always ask to tell the person to shape up or shape out. But you don't quite know how to approach it. In most cases, you care. You care that this person does well in life, that they succeed, that they climb up to the corporate ladder of the company. They get the promotions or the raises. If it's a friend with a business, you want this person to succeed just in life in general. But it's a little bit awkward. And you go to bed, you toss and turn, thinking about the best way to approach it. Well, I want to share with you exactly how to give negative feedback without hurting somebody's feeling, or without creating hard feelings, so to speak. And the strategy that I want to share with you is actually what I share with a lot of my clients when I speak across the country or when I do some consulting, and it's not any different. And anybody can use it, whether it is in church, whether it is at home, you are a parent, you are a teacher, you are a boss, a supervisor or manager. It works across the board. So I want to share it with you. And the formula is really simple. I call it the PSP formula. PSP formula, right? P is for praise, right? S is for share, and P is for praise again. I want to unpack this and break it down for you, because there's a lot of psychological effects or impact in this one strategy or formula, the PSP. You start by praising the person. Very simple. You never share any feedback, that is negative feedback, without first elevating the person or praising the person. Let me share with you how it is. It's like you praise the person that is up, you uplift the person, you share the feedback that is down, and the final P, you come back again, you praise the person. Think of it this way. People are sensitive. A lot of people are sensitive. But whether this person is sensitive or not, you have an ego and I have an ego. And it's very easy for us to be hurt. Now, you may be saying, Rene, come on, I'm a strong person. I don't really, when people give me feedback, I take it well. I don't really get hurt. Well, I understand that. But there's a part of you that is called the subconscious, the unconscious part of you. And it is the same for me. That is sort of like, have you ever heard the hierarchy of needs from Abraham Maslow? One of the needs is security. Security is basically we are always protecting ourselves, consciously or unconsciously, more so unconsciously. When somebody comes and gives you some negative feedback, the first thing that happens is security, safety, protection. Unconsciously, you have your guard on. You want to defend yourself. You want to protect yourself. You don't want anybody to come and assault you. That's what I mean. Whether it is a conscious reaction or unconscious, we have what is called the ego that is there to protect us. And when you go to the person, unless you let the ego know that you are not coming from a place where you're trying to hurt the person, it is safe. And that's what you do when you do the praise. Do you see the psychological impact? You see what I'm sharing here with you? It's very simple. You praise the person. You say something like this: Susie, you've been working here for the last 5 years. You are an amazing team member, and I love your energy, your positive energy, and I love the fact that you come on time, you leave on time, you are always there, and when people are a little, when the mood is down, your energy, your positive energy, whatever it is, but I want to mention here that you must be specific about what the person does or the good things about the person you want to praise. Be specific. Don't say you are great. Don't say you are good. Don't say you are nice. Tell them what specifically that they've been doing over the years, why they are so valuable to you. You put that person up. So what happens here? The energy level of the person is up. They feel really good about themselves. Their self-esteem and self-confidence gets a shot automatically. It's like, bam. I know what you are thinking. You probably are saying, Renee, I have some people on my team. They are good for nothing. There's nothing, absolutely nothing I can find that is good about this person. Well, can I share something with you? Inherently, everybody is good. I want you to really understand there's a difference between a programming a person, a behavior, a programming in the mind. There's a difference between that programming and the person. The person is not the programming. And I'm going to share something about that with you in a moment. But let me explain something to you. Sometimes you know a person for 20 years, 30 years. It may be your wife. It may be your husband. It may be your children. It may be a sister. It may be a brother. It may be a best friend. You think you know the person, but your relationship with the person could be, it's not with the person. It's actually with the behavior you don't like in the person. Well, let me give you an example that is very extreme. Let's say a person is a liar. And every time you see that person, you are having a conversation with that person. You are actually having a conversation with the liar because you know whatever the person is saying to you is probably a lie. So what happens? You never really meet the real person. You never really make it a point one day to say, hey, I'm going to put this behavior to the side and connect with the person. I've shared this information with a lot of people, and it's like a wake-up call for them. They begin to realize, wait a minute now, I never really listened to my mother. I never really listened to my father because I'm always listening to the behavior that I don't like. That's what happens a lot of time. Why am I sharing this with you? Basically, what I'm saying here is there is always good things you can find to praise the person. So don't tell me that this person is so bad. I just want to get rid of that person. I don't want to deal with that person. I know, I understand. But can I tell you, if you really take the time, you'll find something good. You'll find something nice. All right. So I wanted to bring this up because you are saying, okay, you are a motivational speaker. It's very easy to find something. By the way, be honest, be genuine. Don't make up stuff when you are praising a person. If you don't know the person, hey, interview the people who might know the person we are describing here. All right. So P, praise. And the next one is we're gonna go down, right? First, we were up here with the person. Now it's down. We are going to share the negative behavior. The things like for a performance improvement, hey, maybe this person needs to up his game or her game. Let's face it. This is a world that is radically, totally different. We have problems, we have challenges that we didn't have in the past, and we were not ready and prepared to deal with them. We cannot continue to remain the same and expect to thrive in this, what they call, new normal world. We need constant feedback. And maybe the performance, maybe how the person is either behaving or how the person is performing in the workplace. Now, I know I keep saying workplace, but this is for life. You get feedback from your husband, from your wife, from your pastor, from your children. This is the way it is. You need constant feedback. In fact, now I'm sharing with you how to give negative feedback in a separate conversation. Is going to be about how to receive negative feedback. So let's talk about the sharing. When you are sharing, what is the behavior or maybe the performance, or lately they have not been performing up to par? When you are sharing that, you need to do what I call disassociation. Let me explain to you exactly what I mean by that. Disassociation is, again, I want to remind you, the behavior is not the person. It is a programming. It is something that happened in the mind that is causing the person to behave that way. Disassociation is when you are up there in the first P, you are praising the person, you need to gesture toward the person. Not pointing, but you need to say, you are an amazing team player. We love your energy on the team. When you get to the sharing, you never gesture at the person. Do you see what I mean? You gesture away. What you are doing when you gesture away, you are actually telling the person, I know this is not you. In fact, here's a tip. Say that. Say, I know this is not you. Coming late is not you. The argument and the discussion or whatever it is not you. I know you are extremely great at producing X results. But this one behavior that you are not performing, you are not producing, is not really you. What am I doing here? I'm actually disassociating that behavior from the person. This is huge. If you learn to cleverly, either unconsciously or subconsciously, the person is going to realize that, hey, this is not me. I'm not the behavior. But I prefer if you say, this is very unlike you. Do you see? The moment you say that, you automatically cause that person to feel like, hey, maybe I need to change this behavior. Now, let's talk about the last P, the praise, okay? Why you need to praise the person once more, because you should never, in fact, this is for life, in your life, you should never, ever have a conversation with a person and leave the person on a low note, so to speak. You should always leave the person high, on a high note, or on a positive note. What I mean by that is, on the last P, the praise, remember, praise, share, and then praise, uplift again. You say something like this, but you have to feature, paste the person in the conversation, because you want to find out the vision, the dreams, the aspirations. Basically, what you do, you say, by the way, Susie, what is your vision? Where do you see yourself in the company? Is there any position that you would eventually? What you are doing here, you are trying to show the person that you really, really care. And you want to say something By the way, if there is anything I can do to help you get to this level, once they tell you, oh yeah, I would eventually like to be a vice president or a supervisor. Well, there are a few things that you will need to do, and I'm ready and willing to work with you to share resources and information with you to help you get there, because I can see you in that role. Do you see what I just did? I can see you in that role. I literally take the person from the bottom, the sharing, the negative feedback, and lift them out of there and put them where they can see themselves, a vision. This is huge, all right? So just go out there and start applying this, especially if you are in human resources, the human resources department, and you are in HR, and that's your job to actually share with people. It's very easy. Remember, it's PSP, praise, share, and immediately praise again. All right? Have a good one.
You've been listening to the Resilience is Everything podcast. If you enjoyed this segment, subscribe for more. Leave a rating. Also, to contact us or book Renee to speak at your event, go to www.resilienceiseverything.com.